There was confusion in the business sector as recently published regulations supporting the so-called indigenization law came into effect. Within the next 45 days, companies with assets of $500,000 or more have to submit forms reporting information on the race of present shareholders and their plans to hand over 51% of their assets to Black Zimbabweans. Ministry of Health Research Officer Oswald Zilke was surprised when told about it.
I haven't heard anything. I don't know anything about this bill, and I cannot comment on it.
A salesman at a vehicle spare parts shop in central Harare, Costa Chipadze, said he is worried it would frighten away any new investors.
It's actually a threat to investors, is currently elucidated by those investors that are coming. They feel very much shied away by this. Why? Because most of them would be having billions of money to invest in here. But the fact that as long as they sign their contract with the Zimbabwean government, definitely they would have lost.
During his 86th birthday celebrations last weekend, President Robert Mugabe said there would be no going back on the new law. He said indigenous Zimbabweans, those previously disadvantaged during the colonial era, must control the country's national assets. He said the new law was not nationalization.
Like the land reform program is designed to redress historical imbalances in the ownership of our economy.
An influential investment newsletter distributed in Zimbabwe's business community said the law contradicts the recently signed South African-Zimbabwe trade agreement. South African companies in business in Zimbabwe have not commented on the new law. South Africa is the largest foreign investor in Zimbabwe. The shrinking number of white businessmen who are also Zimbabwe citizens and own smaller companies say they are worried about the new law. One who asked not to be named said many of his colleagues believe the new law is similar to the land reform program that saw thousands of white farmers stripped of their land and assets beginning in 2000. Another said he hoped the new law was only what he called electioneering by Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party, which says it is trying to boost its popularity since it lost the last elections in 2008. The law was passed in 2008 before Mr. Mugabe entered the current coalition government with Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Mr. Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change said the new law is null and void. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.